There's something to be said about longevity. It's our talk on KCRW. In youth-obsessed Los Angeles, it is tempting to always focus on up-and-coming artists, the new and the now, who and what is trending. But this month, a few established masters are showing their work in an effort to demonstrate how artists can continue to push themselves and hone their ways of seeing and thinking. Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp is here to give us a few examples today. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
One of those artists is showing his work of neon tubes downtown.
Keith Saunier, who is 75 years old, is showing at a relatively new gallery downtown, Macaron. And this is really just a fantastic show. It really demonstrates the way he has used neon since like the late 60s and is known for being a part of that post-minimalist period where sculpture was, again, off the pedestal and into the industrial world. But he's always had a light touch, and in this case, quite specifically a light touch, using neon gas and argon gas to draw in space.
It is fascinating to me, Hunter, that neon has such that mid-century sensibility. You said he's been working with it since the 60s, and yet it still garners such fans.
Well, and it's so beautiful, and he has such a great way with the different citrusy, exotic colors. You know, he's come to L.A. over the years, and he did a big public art piece at the Caltrans building downtown, and he used red and blue argon and neon tubes for that. Those architectural pieces he's been doing inspired these portals, which are in fact based on doorways, Gothic portals, Roman portals, and yet they come off the wall and they often have rather suggestive, even phallic, erotic protuberances in neon. But they're just lines of color and space, and it's done with such sophistication. It really is a very rewarding experience. And we forget how that was a very radical moment, and it's nice to see he hasn't lost his edge.
There is another artist, Bryce Martin, who also has a big following for his minimalist art, which you also mentioned. He has a show in West Hollywood. How does he continue to make a name for himself as well?
Well, and Martin has really came to attention for including encaustic in his paint. So these panels of monochrome color would have a sensuous and luscious quality to them. He almost wanted to lick them. They're so beautiful. And then after doing those for a number of years, he moved into being inspired by Chinese calligraphy. They'd have serpentine lines, and that's been going on for a number of years. In this show, it comes together beautifully. There's one absolutely spectacular 16-foot-long painting made of five panels, monochromes on either side, with one of the calligraphic panels in the middle. And the colors are autumnal and seasonal that way, and you can look through them and at them, and they seem to almost change. He's using a kind of Renaissance painting technique, that the kind of dark ochre-y, brown, olive tones you might see in old Renaissance paintings.
And he's been around a while. He is 77 years old, Bryce Martin is, and he has that exhibit going on right now in West Hollywood at the Matthew Marks Gallery. I think the broader question, Hunter, is why there is such a focus on younger artists and not artists who have endured.
The answer is very simply, I think, the market. You know, right now, a lot of collectors are running around looking for emerging artists whose work they can buy at a fairly modest price and expecting that work to go up to a higher price and flipping it. This has become something very problematic and worrisome to people who've been in the art world for a long time. And so there's a great emphasis on looking at young art, and I support that, and a lot of galleries run by young people, and I support that as well. But it's nice to take a deep breath once in a while and go back and look at people who've just stayed in their studio and worked decade in and decade out and still produce great work.
Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp with Art Talk this week. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.